When we talk about crucial human services, you know, like child welfare, the stakes are just incredibly high. We depend on these skilled professionals for navigating really complex family situations, keeping children safe. But the big question is always, are we really giving these essential workers the best possible tools? Are we equipping them effectively?
Yeah, and what's fascinating in child welfare is how effective something like motivational interviewing, or MI, has proven to be. It's recognized globally, really, an evidence-based way to help people find their own reasons to make positive changes.
Right, to sort of tap into internal motivation.
Exactly. And its role in child welfare is just critical, especially when you think parental substance use. That's a factor in almost 40% of child removals. So MI has a really strong track record here. We see increased engagement from parents, fewer cases of repeat maltreatment. It's foundational for making those tough but needed shifts happen.
Okay, so MII is clearly vital. It's even rated well-supported by federal clearinghouses, which is a high bar. But, and this is the challenge, isn't it? Traditional training for these kinds of complex skills, it's often incredibly resource-intensive.
Oh, absolutely. Time-consuming.
And the real-world impact.
Yeah.
Sometimes limited.
Yeah.
I mean, can you really perfectly replicate a high-stakes family intervention in a classroom? It's tough to capture that pressure.
It really is.
So that leaves us wondering, how do we make sure every worker gets access to this kind of critical, high-quality development? And that's exactly why today we're doing a deep dive into a really innovative solution, the Virtual Motivational Interviewing Phone App, or VMI. Our mission here is to unpack an article that looked at its usability, how satisfied users were, and crucially, its initial effectiveness as maybe an alternative training method. So jumping into the findings then, what does this mean for the child welfare field initially? Well, the VMI app seems to show some really promising results. It looks like a viable supplement, maybe even an alternative to that traditional MI training.
Yeah, and think about the advantages there.
Right. Increased accessibility, workers could potentially use it anywhere, anytime. Greater efficiency.
Less reliance on those intensive, hard-to-schedule, hard-to-find training resources that so many agencies struggle with.
Exactly. It could really open things up.
But there's a fascinating nuance here connecting it to the bigger picture. So the group that used the VMI app, they actually reported lower perceived confidence in their MI skills afterwards compared to a group who did the traditional face-to-face role-play training.
Oh, interesting. So they felt less confident.
They reported feeling less confident, yes.
Yeah.
But here's the kicker. When they were tested on their actual skills in simulated scenarios, both groups performed remarkably similarly.
Wow, okay. So feeling less confident didn't mean they were less skilled.
Exactly. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It might suggest that the VMI training offers a more realistic experience, maybe even a more challenging one that better prepares them for applying these skills in the real world.
So the virtual setting might actually reflect the difficulty more accurately, leading to a more grounded self-assessment instead of maybe an overly optimistic one from just role-playing.
That's one interpretation, yeah. It could be that it tempers expectations realistically. But it's really important to stress, this was an initial pilot study.
Right, smaller scale.
Smaller sample size,
yeah.
Specific context. So further research, larger multi-site studies are already planned to build on these initial insights. We need more data.
Okay, that makes sense. It's promising, but early days. So considering these initial, but I think quite compelling findings, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? How might technology like VMI not just supplement, but maybe fundamentally transform how we train professionals? Thinking beyond child welfare, too, into other high-stakes fields, maybe resource-constrained ones like emergency services or certain healthcare roles. Could this ensure consistent quality skill development, even if it means starting out feeling perhaps a bit less confident, but ultimately being just as or even more prepared?